fingers.
Oh, guys, what a nightmare. For the listener, they were trying to do away in the manger.
I wasn't trying to do that.
Yeah, by that I meant either. By that. Wait, yeah, you were.
Anthony, maybe you should keep your speak for yourself. That's what you're on for.
Maybe you should keep it to yourself.
Here I am speaking for myself. What's my name, guys?
Anthony. Check this out.
He looks like Lil Wayne. He raps like Lil Wayne, and he makes just as much money as Lil Wayne.
He looks mostly like Lil Wayne.
He looks like a big crustacean.
Like Lil Wayne.
We've also got Evan. He's been running a quiz station all day. How's Evan going?
He's been running a whiz patient all day.
They call him Quiz Khalifa. It's
been a busy day.
Shut up about Wiz. Quiz Khalifa. Oh, Christ.
I'm praying for a Quiz Khalifa.
We got Johnny, the big amp camper.
Oh, Johnny, where are you staying
these days? Up your butt and around the corner.
Oh, whoa. Johnny makes different jokes. Who have we left out?
Adam.
Yeah.
He's quiet down. He's at the edge of the universe and keeps you at the edge of your seats.
He's made of tape.
Whoa. I'm made of tape.
I've never seen anyone as small as him, but also with as big of a heart as him.
As big as a belly.
Big heart and belly. You got a big heart, big belly, big muscles.
Fat belly on you, dude. Look at you.
No other way to be a big fatty like me than have a great heart.
I'm patting your belly.
Wow.
It's a very special episode of Hawaiian Feeling because
Adam is standing up.
And three of us are sitting.
Why are you standing
three,
up?
Three of us are sitting.
What's the big idea?
I usually like to stand. I've been that way most of my life. And I think now is the time to keep doing that.
Yeah?
Hey.
How come you got your hood up?
Trying to get all Unabomber on.
Should I take my hood down?
Yeah,
I guess I can hear better like this.
Looks like a different man.
Head on, hood down.
Yayay caramba.
Damn. Hey, guys, is this also another special episode for another reason? Is this the first time in weeks that we've all been together?
Yeah, it is, but we can come to that later. I want to know.
Nothing is special.
So here's the question. If you're on a bus that's about half full, all seats would have to be next to somebody else. Would you stand or would you sit?
It depends on how far I'm going.
You are going 12 blocks.
This is a good question, actually.
Yeah.
It's 12 is like baby blocks or like big blocks.
Like this is also
medium-sized blocks.
This is like an L question for me too.
I think on a bus I would sit because standing is harder on a bus than on the ground.
Yeah.
But
fair enough.
Like
if it was on the ground though, if you
if it was a bus on the ground.
Like if I had to go 12 blocks on the ground, I probably would like stand up and walk.
Stood,
but if there was somebody
wouldn't get there very fast.
Yeah. Damn, I don't know. I feel
everywhere
like
everywhere to sit on the ground is taken.
Damn.
No
my feet
on the ground.
Other people's feet.
They're all sitting.
No room left.
I forgot that when you sit, you're just feet.
He didn't know that.
It just slips my mind all the time.
Dorothy's Return, Legends of Oz. I definitely feel like there are only certain places on the bus that are really great to sit. Because otherwise, like,
it's all Greek to me.
Yeah. I don't like sitting on those, like, huge side rows ever. One, they're reserved for handicapped spots. But, like,
yeah.
And two, like, at any point, anyone could sit next to you ever.
I'm okay sitting next to people. I like to walk around and I like to stand. But I think, all this is pretty trivial. I think it's time that we've been silent for too long. I think it's time we take a stand and get right out there and say it. That I think ISIS is really bad.
Yeah. Wait, are we being serious for like a second?
Yeah, like,
okay, yeah.
We've been silent on this matter. People have been waiting for us to chime in.
We're
not on ISIS's side.
The Hawaiian Feeling take on ISIS.
But we might be on ISIS's side.
Wait, don't put that out there. Evan, don't put that out. guys, Evan's views on this do not reflect the views of everyone else.
We talked about it before we went live.
Wait, no, we didn't.
We might be on ISIS.
No!
Yeah, we all talked about in private how we're not sure if we're on ISIS.
We're not going to tell you guys one way or another. We're just going to let you decide.
That's very eerie.
We'll really take that to heart.
Guys, we've chosen to remain ambiguous on ISIS. That's the position we're taking. The position is you tell me.
I had the thought like an hour ago.
That's my favorite position for everything.
Yeah, what if Obama's doing like State of the Union?
You tell me.
This is a dumbass question. Does the president take questions during the State of the Union?
I don't know. You tell me.
Yeah, no, that's a good.
That's kind of.
Like,
I don't know,
Obama,
man.
What's your stance right now? Why haven't we taken action against ISIS? Oh, you tell me.
Well, that was kind of Ron Paul's whole platform. Was like, I don't believe that I should legislate with my beliefs. I think we should, like, you know, it's not just about me. It's about how the American people believe. Yeah. But like, how the American people say to the government, this is what we believe, is for, like, who they vote for.
Definitely. Yeah.
And the president is a really big one. So Ron Paul was kind of like that. Like, if you elect me, you know, whatever you guys want to do.
Which, by the way, listeners, this is why voting is imperative.
And that's why we support ISIS.
Evan, no. Evan, guys, but that's just Evan.
Maybe. 50-50 chance.
Okay, that's better when you put the baby in there. I was going to say, Evan, what Evan's saying right now does not necessarily reflect or not reflect how we feel.
It could, but it could not.
It could.
50-50.
They say we had to flip a coin to decide if we're terrorists.
I just should flip a coin.
Terrorist sympathizers.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to decide, because we say you tell us, tell us on your reviews on iTunes or commenting on the Hula Garbage website of whether you think we support ISIS or not.
I think we should take this show on the road. Maybe, like, Iraq's not a bad place for our first show abroad.
We're called ISIS? Question mark?
That'd be cool.
Go over to Iraq and do a show as ISIS.
I was thinking about, like,
we've talked
how
about
much, like, weapons and tanks and everything cost.
Yeah.
Compared to how much it would take if I were, like, an Iraqi for the U.S. government to pay me to be a spy. Probably so much less than, like, a tank costs. So that made me think we probably have a ton of spies everywhere.
Probably.
It's probably like 4 spies for the price of a tank. Of one tank.
Right. Like ISIS spies, you know, in America?
No.
I spy.
Why would we pay ISIS people to come to
you? Oh, I didn't know we were paying.
You say I spy.
Oh, I thought you were referencing.
I spy an ISIS spy.
Okay, get off your phone.
I'm getting questions.
You're trying to talk to me.
Okay, I thought you were in reference to the fact that ISIS at this point has acquired lots of tanks and weapons.
No, because they didn't buy any of those. They got them.
Did they not buy them from, like, a weapons deal? Oh, they stole it from other armies.
From us.
I thought they were stealing from, like,
a bunch of our soldiers abandoned a bunch of weapons.
Oh, when they took
attack,
yeah, that is true.
But, like,
but they've acquired more at this point.
Right, but if the U.S. has, like, $4 million and a thing, like, should we build a tank with this? Or should we give four dudes $1 million
and be a part of ISIS?
Give us intelligence.
Yeah.
I would do it for $1 million.
100%.
Easy.
If I know how to be crafty.
And that's probably worth more than a tank, because ISIS can just take them.
If I was a spy, I'd know I'd be crafty. And if there's one thing I know ISIS respects, craftiness.
That's true. Like, really nice craft.
Yeah,
that's
they love.
Well, think about that. There's four of us. We're talking about supporting ISIS. Are we spies?
Are we spies?
$4 million.
Are we all getting paid?
We decided that we're freelance ISIS spies. Or American spies for
Whoever
ISIS.
Whoever wants to pay us to spy on ISIS. Is that what freelance ISIS spy means?
American
pay us to spy on ISIS, but we'll only spy on ISIS.
Adam, I'd like to request that you don't tag ISIS in this episode when you upload it. Because that's the kind of thing that could get.
I'll tag, like, a new. This and everyone will know what we mean.
It's a flag word. Right. I was looking up ISIS on the internet the other day, because ISIS is one of the first few things in a long time in terms of world nation relations and potential war that I've really, really been paying attention to. And I got freaked out because I was, like, Googling and looking up so much ISIS shit. I'm sure a lot of people are, but, like, those are flag things on the internet. Like,
yeah,
you know, I don't know. I don't think
over half the population of the United States is probably Googling ISIS.
Yeah.
I don't know. ISIS.
Well, I was looking up how to join ISIS.
do you guys mind if I tag Anarchist Cookbook on this episode?
Look at that deep web, dude.
Don't even look at it. Don't even look at Anarchist Cookbook.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, don't even
I'll
think.
Tag,
if you think about it, I'll arrest you.
Anarchist Cookbook.
If you think about it, I'll citizens arrest you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I was actually thinking, yeah, I was watching the news this morning at my fam's house regarding ISIS. And, like, at this point, their army is, like, in the tens of thousands, mm-hmm. you know, very spooky. And they outnumber all kinds of Iraqi rebels, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And which we're apparently trying to strengthen their army. And, rebels? Like, yeah, we're
to fight ISIS.
Yeah, we're trying to strengthen that army. That's one of the points we're trying to do. And a lot of people.
Oh, that's what it was. It was. We armed Iraqi rebels who abandoned all their
and
stuff.
Then
it wasn't U.S. soldiers.
Yeah, we the people.
Sorry, yeah.
Like, we the people. School. The preamble is all about ISIS. It's really scary. That's the preamble.
If you look right under, like, right behind John Hancock's signature on the Declaration of Independence,
it's
the
ISIS.
Reason he signed it so big was to cover up the ISIS.
The little tiny ISIS.
Yeah, ISIS.
The little tiny ISIS.
What about that band ISIS?
Oh, all their signatures are on it, too.
The entire band signed the Declaration of Independence.
You saw the article about, like,
tens of thousands of songs.
You saw the article that was written about ISIS
in
reaction. Yeah, where, like, people were going onto their Facebook page and, like, saying terrible things to them and, like, fucking with them, and they changed it to ISIS the band. Yeah. Well, they're defunct, so they were just, it was kind of weird probably for them, like, all of a sudden their band, like, they've always been, like, a pretty famous band, but, like, all of a sudden just so many people spewing hate onto their Facebook page.
Right.
Just like,
yeah, the idea that ISIS has a Facebook page and people are thinking, hey, I'm going to go on their Facebook page and talk some shit.
Like, ISIS and terrorists operating on Facebook.
Stop cutting people's heads off. That's shitty.
But there are a bunch of spooky pictures on the internet.
That's true.
Of ISIS, like, people with ISIS flags, because they have a flag, if they should, I guess, in front of, like,
excellent.
In Chicago, in front of things.
I saw
in front of the White House.
When I was in D.C., I walked by the White House, because it's, like, right near my office.
Yeah.
And usually whenever I'm walking around, I like to walk by the White House. And there was an ISIS guy just, like, spewing stuff.
Wow.
Like you said, spewing rhetoric.
It sounded like you said there was the nicest
true?
Guy.
There was the nicest ISIS guy there. He had his flat.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was, he wasn't speaking English, so I didn't know what he was saying, but.
Missed opportunity.
He's trying to sell something.
He was trying to sell the president.
Yeah, a belief system.
Hey, Johnny, how you been?
Book of Secrets.
I haven't seen you at ISIS meetings in a long time.
I haven't seen you in a minute. Wait, Evan, are you implying that Johnny may or may not have gone to ISIS meetings?
Maybe.
What's an... I went to an ice cream social.
ISIS cream social. They tried to infiltrate American society and poison us with a new product called ISIS cream.
The nicest ISIS cream.
You see ISIS cream trucks going around like... I'm not going to do a racist impression of an Iraqi person, but...
Do they even call themselves ISIS? That's, like, our acronym.
No, that's,
for them,
yeah,
right?
That's an English acronym.
And that's, yeah, it's also, they've called themselves several things over their period of time. Always, it's just different variations on the same thing. Once their, like, mission statements have sort of changed.
Islamic State of whatever.
Yeah, they're very, and then they kind of became very, very much about ethnic cleansing, which is very scary as well.
That's, like, the worst.
Yeah. That's, like, truly the worst.
That's, like, Stalin shit.
Yeah, that's very real. And it's absolutely terrifying. And so I've been... It's put me kind of on edge because I think it's something you said to me the other week.
Did I scare you?
You spooked me. Well, when you said that... What was it, Al-Qaeda or the Taliban?
I don't know what you're referring to, so...
When you said that either one of those groups... When the atrocities of stuff ISIS was doing was accredited to them, and they were like, no, that's not us.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I think it was the Taliban, like, made sure, like, people blamed them for one of the things ISIS did at first, and they were just like, hell no.
Like, that's not us.
That's, like, fucked up. We didn't do that.
Yeah.
But that probably just means ISIS really isn't gonna, or ISIL, whatever you want to say. I think that's more accurate because
ISIS.
Yeah. Well, supposedly the difference is the second S in ISIS stands for Syria, but it's not actually Syria. It's this whole region that starts with an L that is partly in Syria or something.
This is the most political this podcast has gotten.
Well, we were silent.
Yeah, but now
our tongue, so everyone now knows that we may or may not be.
We're taking
it up to you.
We're taking an ambiguous stand. You tell me.
Yeah, you know. Everything else we've said about ISIS has been really ambiguous, right?
And the rest is still unwritten.
That's true. Well, that's the greatest thing about history, but also the most frustrating. We'll never know the end.
We will never know who history's heroes are.
Hey, man, history.
Maybe it's us for being spies.
Damn, are we? We're like very low key spies.
Are we spies?
Grandpa? Nice? Really relaxed spies. Just don't really give a shit.
Yeah. If the opportunity came and someone gave me a plane ticket to Iraq, I for sure would be a spy.
I think the dream job would just be like,
it's like if I have a camera.
Excuse me.
I'm sorry.
I think that in my dream world, my job would be, I know a lot of things, and the government pays me as an informant, tell them a lot, and then they're like, hey, when are you going to give us something? And I'm like, fine, here, this is like this. And they're like, all right, thanks.
That's pretty good. That
would be my dream job.
Chatty, what were you saying?
That's a good job.
Just saying, like, if I had a camera.
If I was just like in a room hanging out with friends and somebody starts talking about something top secret, and I happen to have a voice recorder, I might press record. But good. Like if I don't, if
you
I just
may
like,
be a spy.
If I want, you might be a spy.
If you accidentally went to an ISIS meeting and said, I think I'll stay here for a while, you might be a spy.
Evan, I have something top secret to talk to you about.
What's up?
If you have any shares in Disney. Oh,
wait, am I being detained?
No. You're on the inside, dude.
Okay,
yeah. If you have any shares in Disney, sell them now. They're about to make a horrible announcement. I know this is insider trading.
I don't.
These are like industry secrets I'm not supposed to say as my job as a Disney animator.
Hey, what are you guys talking about?
Hey, what's going on?
Spy stuff.
We're insider trading.
Would you say spy stuff?
No.
Hey, yes, you did. I heard it.
I heard it. It was on my recorder. Check us out. Let me play by the tape.
We're not spies. We're just insider trading.
Am I being detained? Am I free to go?
Did you hear that?
Did you guys see that video of the woman who gets pulled over and she kind of like pulls over in the middle of traffic in like a construction area? And the cop comes up and she's just continually asking if she's being detained, and the cop is just like,
yeah.
Yeah, you're literally being detained. And she's just like, you don't have the right to do that. And the dude is just sort of laughing.
You're being detained.
Is it Robert Peterson's mom?
It might be. It might be.
Hi, Robert Peterson's mom.
Is that a Robert Palmer song?
Palmer's song.
Rahm Emanuel song?
Damn. What the fuck?
Tommy Emanuel?
Is Rahm Emanuel in ISIS?
Tommy Emanuel.
Dude, Rahm Emanuel's in ISIS.
Shit.
Chill. Definitely.
I think Tommy Emanuel's been a really good Chicago mayor.
Tommy Emanuel.
Google Tommy Emanuel.
It's funny that Tom and Rahm rhyme. I guess. Whatever, dog.
Rahm and cum rhyme.
I think the fact that certain words rhyme is real funny.
I can't believe that Romedy rhymes with cromedy.
Yeah, I can't believe like.
What are you saying?
I can't believe that Rahm rhymes with scum.
like Rombraday.
I can't believe that Dim Dum rhymes with Zim Zum.
Does anything rhyme with sconce?
Ensconce?
Sconce.
Sconce?
Like a light.
That's
one
a sconce,
of those things.
Yeah.
I can't believe that bup rhymes with dup.
Bup.
Dup rhymes with bup.
What are the chances?
Shut up. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, wait. What are the odds on that? Let's have a nice little science segment. What are the odds? Do you guys know about probability? Probability is how likely something is to happen. So how likely was it that dup and bup would rhyme? Take it away.
Yeah. I'd say it depends on... Well, I would say 1 in 26 based on the letters of the English language, but a lot of them have the same sound, so it just depends. I don't know how many noises can be made in English language, but I guess it would depend on that.
Yeah, we might have to go through
how many noises in... How many noises in the English language?
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
It's specifically
26
English
letters, therefore exactly 26 noises. That's science.
Could be.
That's perfectly.
And if you disagree,
true.
You must be an idiot.
Yeah, if you disagree, drink more.
Could be.
Yeah, how does it feel to own a fedora, dude?
Damn.
Yeah.
Hit me up. It's really, yes.
Pretty close.
Hey.
If you've ever tried to give someone a high five and it's like within a foot from their face, it's really, that's like a really funny thing to do. It's hard to hit.
Forces you to look crazy.
Oh, I don't know if you did it on purpose, but it's really
a good visual joke for the podcast listeners.
That's true. Well, the whole universe, really, it's just sound. It's all like it's
sound
all frequency.
And
it's all, you know, yeah, but think about it. Vision has a frequency.
Oh my God, I love
it. Are you having a vision right now?
No, okay. We're still in the science segment, guys. Let's talk about
the
wavelengths of visible light.
Real.
Sorry, what were you saying?
No, to wrap that last section up, we've got approximately 24 phonemes in the English language.
Phonemes is okay, that makes sense.
One in 24.
It's so funny that phoneme rhymes with boneme, man.
What are the odds? What are the odds?
I like this game.
It's so funny that comedy rhymes with dramedy.
Right? Like, dup and bup so easily could not rhyme.
All it takes is one phoneme.
It's just a phoneme away from not rhyming.
Mm.
Hey.
That's an amazing... this is an amazing episode of Hawaiian Feeling.
This so far is great podcasting. I think it just feels good to have the whole gang back.
I think it feels good to stand... And deliver.
Hey,
it's a great movie. Deliver pizzas. I ordered pizzas for everybody in the podcast.
Wow.
No, we didn't.
Send them up. All right, let's do our first question.
Okay. We don't have many so far, so I was kind of thinking of halting for questions.
All right, well, but we have to wait for the pizza to get here anyway, so let's just do it.
The pizza that Anthony definitely ordered.
Like four pizzas.
All right, so we got a lot of fucking jokey questions today.
Listeners, can you tell how many of us are here right now? Because if not, we aren't doing a good job, and we should know that.
Oh, true.
Tell us. Tell us on YouTube.
If you think it's like anything other than... Well, I'm not going to remind you how many.
Yeah. Sure. But the first question we have is from a fella named Jordan.
Mm. How about that?
Hello, Jordan.
Hey, Jordan. Hopefully I can thank you for this question.
Yeah. Maybe. Huh.
Real simple question. How soon is now?
Should we reopen the science bag? How soon is now?
It's definitely not later.
Within the next second.
Maybe even sooner than that.
Maybe even sooner.
I would say within almost an instant.
Almost.
Except that if you want to talk about science, the images take a little bit to process from our eyes to our brains to think about them. So now is a little bit in the past.
When you say now, though, it takes time for you to say it. So maybe it's the time from when I start saying it to when you actually register that I'm saying the word now. So that's probably a couple milliseconds.
Add all that up, you get, I would say, 1.9 milliseconds is now.
What song are you singing over there?
I made a cool riff right now.
No, you didn't.
Also, when you listen to this, it's not the same as when we recorded it.
It could be 20 years from now. After we go to prison.
Oh yeah, by the way, Evan's going to prison.
Yeah, that's the first circle of hell.
Right now.
Prison is the first circle of hell. I thought it was deep oceans.
No, it's the circle of life. Of course,
yeah,
Evan.
Sorry. Deep oceans, dude. You know the first circle of hell is the DMV.
Oh,
right?
Hey, traffic.
The DXM.
Sorry. I tried to spank myself real quick.
The first pizza's here.
Wait, hey!
Did you order four different places?
We got this one is for Adam. This one is half Canadian bacon with pineapple and half artichoke with pesto light on the cheese.
That's pretty good.
Now, I think We should think about how. So right now we have a perfect circle because obviously I order all my pizzas uncut. Sure. So how many radians per slice should we do?
I mean, it goes without saying. No, this is just for you. This pizza is strictly for you.
Well, yeah, but so I'm trying to talk about science right now. Like, we all know that there are 360 degrees in a pizza. So 360 slices?
Are there 360, though? can you prove it?
I think it's up for debate.
You tell me, man.
Yeah, you guys tell us.
Listeners,
I think it's probably 365 because that's how many days there are in the year.
Yeah.
Leave it. And the Earth is a circle.
And the Earth is a circle. But maybe so is the sun, which is crazy.
Yeah, that's true. And, dude, that is crazy.
But we've gone around the sun how many times?
A lot.
Yeah.
More than we know.
Maybe less than we know.
Well, probably like, how old's the Earth? 6,000 years?
Yeah, us? What do you mean, we?
Six grand?
So who's we? You got like a mouse in your pocket, dude?
I got 400 mouses and 400 houses.
600 plus 365. Plus 60.
Add that up. 965.
Well, you have to take out 2 for leap year.
Minus 2 for leap
email
year.
Email us your answers.
120.
Add all that up and send it to us.
600.
Yeah. Leave us a review on iTunes or a comment on Hula Garbage.
Please.
Math, Logan.
If you have a TI-83 Plus, please help us.
We'll give you a free 6,000 degree pizza.
If you could graph it in polar mode, that would
that'd
also be
sick.
Helpful. Because you can make cool shapes.
You can make butterflies.
And you can get a cool butterfly ass tattoo.
Damn.
I've got butterflies right now.
Thinking about that?
Worried about eating this whole pizza.
I mean, sure. So what was the answer for how soon is now, by the way?
1.9 milliseconds.
Sure. This one is from a person who told me that their name is Shiva or Dionysus. You choose.
I choose Dionysus.
Dionysus?
Yeah,
Shiva.
Dying ice. Wait, dying ISIS?
No, I don't like that.
Dying
maybe
I don't like that.
Dying ISIS.
Yeah, you don't like that. You want ISIS to thrive.
I might like it, but maybe I don't.
All right, this question is from Dying ISIS. cool. Fuck me. This is a jokey little question. ISIS can have a sense of humor too when they're in their time of death.
Jordan, thanks for the question.
Thanks, Jordan. Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. How many pickled peppers did Peter Piper pick? Peppy peppers? Is it pep a number? Is that replaced 10?
A plank?
What if the unit was pep?
Pep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, pep.
What is that? However many your dad can carry.
What is that? What's that thing?
Did you know that pep and mep rhyme?
What are you trying to say?
Septosecond?
Sept.
Zecto, a daddy second?
Pep
is like planks, a nanny second?
Pep is close to sept? Maybe seven?
maybe seven?
A septo
could
second?
It be seven?
7 seconds?
Is seven a part of ISIS? Is numb just like ISIS propaganda?
How many? Oh,
how many pickled pipers did Peter Seven pick?
I thought it was pickled peppers.
Septuagintillion.
It's pickled peppers for sept.
If it's pepper, if it's pipers, that's a whole different.
Oh, what about JJ peppers? We should go.
How many JJ pickled peppers? Pickled JJ.
JJ
pepper.
Might know.
Hey guys, what's up?
Hey JJ.
Hey, I came in through the window. I hope you don't mind.
Excuse me. What is the answer, JJ?
Well, I've been thinking a lot about coming out in.
You sound kind of like one of the four Gregs.
You sound like
Teen Girl Squad.
South Park or something.
But,
JJ
came through with the answer, and I'll tell you what it is.
This is the worst JJ impression.
What? What are you saying? It's me, JJ, and I've come from down at the small bar up to the big room to ask you a question. By the way, did you know that question? Did you know that question and Bastion rhyme?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've been thinking about it all day at work.
It's pretty hilarious.
How many pickled peppers? 7.
All right.
There it is.
So I was right.
Take a...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feel free to slip yourself some extra tips tonight.
Well, I was thinking about sitting in on the podcast. If y'all are chill with that, I'll give you a free beer.
You gotta go back to work, JJ.
I guess I do. Well, up, up, and away.
Hold on 1 second. Did JJ just fly out the window.
JJ.
Hey, guess what, guys? It's just falling with style.
He kind of said up, up, and away, and then walked
out. I thought it was flying. Okay, bye. Bye, bye, bye.
Wait, there are two of them?
It was an echo.
Evan's Pizza's here. Guys, Evan's Pizza's
guys.
Here.
Hey.
Anthony, what's on it?
Half artichoke, half Canadian bacon with pineapple, half artichoke with pesto, light on the cheese.
Adam, do you want to trade my half that's Canadian bacon and pineapple with your half that's artichoke and and pesto?
No.
Okay.
Wait, I'm just kidding. It's worth a creme brulee pizza.
Oh, no.
I'm slicing this. I'm not even halfway done.
I've been waiting my whole life for a creme brulee pizza.
Imagine how fucking weird and shitty that would be.
It'd be awful.
I mean, it might be good as long as there's no mozzarella sauce or cheese.
Here's what I want to know.
Like cookie pizza.
If you mentioning it's right. Falling with style made me think of this.
What's the buzz?
Well, no, if Buzz Lightyear is convinced he's not a toy, why does he always freeze whenever Andy's around?
Yeah, that's true. He would be like standing up like, hello, it's me, Buzz.
I'm not a toy.
Yeah. Maybe Woody had him at gunpoint.
maybe it's like some weird instinctual thing that they can't control.
He's like, what is this feeling?
It's like breathing.
That is true. That could explain it, that all toys is instinctually.
They did move. I mean, like, maybe it's like a... reaction, but they did move in front of.
Well, Woody had to like overcome his instinct and not move and be like,
"What's that guy's name?
Quit fucking kicking our asses."
Yeah, that is true.
Oh yeah,
and you have to wonder where all toys. First of all, I wonder where they got the consciousness that they are toys, but also like. Where did they all get the instinct to just stop? Why didn't the first time Andy left his room, he came back and they were still partying? Did he maybe freak?
Maybe they all have.
I haven't seen the movie in a while.
Maybe it's some weird like chemical thing where when a human scent comes in, they just shut down. They're like,
it's like lead paint.
I was gonna say maybe they do it from this weird. Point of conscious authority where they know that if people found out that they could move around, then everything would just fall apart. That people would just, like, all of society would just collapse and everybody would freak out. So they do it to protect people from themselves.
I don't know. It definitely is best thinking. In the long run for them to admit
but
to humans
that still requires
alive,
education.
Yeah, yeah but yeah. Tom Hanks is very perceptive.
But do toys get born? Like, toys get born?
I'm confusing Tom Hanks with Woody.
Yeah, that would be really sad. Yeah,
what if, one of the toys was a little Tom Hanks doll instead of Woody?
What if one of them?
And he still said, there's a snake in my boot.
You mean what if one of the toys?
Woody. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, any of the toys. Yeah, there's still Woody. And Woody was still voiced by Tom Hanks, but like the Rex was replaced by a little Tom Hanks doll with just inexplicably the same voice as Woody. What a shitty movie that would make.
It's a good idea.
But yeah, there are 7 pickled peppers. Dying Isis.
Yeah,
Dying Isis.
Way to go,
Shiva.
Yeah, pretty good.
Thanks for the. Nah.
Here's another. This isn't so much of a question as a suggestion for a conversation. This is from Eric.
Those two rhyme.
From who?
Question and suggestion.
Yeah.
Isn't it funny that they rhyme?
That's one of them is a longer word. What are the chances?
This next thing is from the suggestion, I guess.
Suggestion
is from Eric. Hello, Eric.
Hello,
hi, Eric.
For the podcast, I would like you to go. I don't know if any of you guys really know about this. I know something about it. I would like you to discuss the episode of the Brady Bunch where they go to Hawaii. Who's seen this episode?
Never. Me.
Sounds scary.
There is an episode where they do indeed go to Hawaii.
I can discuss it.
Yeah,
I can pretend.
I haven't seen it, but I can still discuss it.
Well, let me extrapolate on a part, and we can discuss this, and then this actually kind of segues into something we wanted to talk about.
Please extrapolate this part of the.
Yeah, here I go. So there's a part where who's it, Greg? Is it Greg Brady? Is it the oldest brother?
No idea.
Chad?
Chet Brady.
Chet.
Chint.
Is it Dup or Buff Brady?
Stedman?
Crowell Brady.
Is it Stedman Graham?
Stedman Graham Brady. Tom?
Is Graham Stedman's last name from Oprah?
I don't know.
From Oprah?
From Oprah. Stedman.
Oprah's life.
You know Stedman?
Stedman Graham is Oprah's long-running partner.
And, and Stetson Graham is the name of the Brady that you're thinking
of. Do you think she's ever like, howdy, partner?
Any partners are like that? Like two people that
howdy, partner.
Howdy, partner. Anyway, but yeah, there's a part in the episode where Clint Brady is, he gets attacked by a scorpion or threatened by a scorpion. And my question is for you guys, and this kind of segues into something else. What is one thing you'd be absolutely poisonous or not? Let's take away the fact that you could die. What is like a smaller thing? Like anything that is smaller than you, preferably something in the vein of like a scorpion or something covert that you could be attacked by and you're terrified of getting attacked by. For mine, it would probably be a rattlesnake.
One of the Johnny and I a while ago went to Starved Rock and we encountered like a mama spider with
You on that trip?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A mama spider with a bunch of little baby spiders hanging on to the back of it, the abdomen of it. I would hate to get attacked by one of those.
Abdomen of what? Oh, the mama spider?
Of the mama spider, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I can actually tell you, can we do a quick segue to the buggies that bug
me? That's what I wanted to segue to, but I wanted to ask Adam.
But then we have to go back to our poor questioner's question.
Well, it wasn't a question, it was a suggestion.
Right. I'm going to talk about that after we get...
But do you have anything you'd be terrified to be attacked by?
Well...
That is like a covert animal.
The thing is, I don't really think many animals would attack me, but if I was 100% sure they were, that would be terrifying. Like, I'm not afraid of snakes, but if I was positive a snake was trying to get me, it'd be probably really hard to get away from him because you can slither around.
So out of all things that could potentially attack you, what is the one that would spook you the most if you were positive it was going to attack you?
An elephant.
An elephant?
A tiny elephant.
That's very small elephant. I guess
maybe a rhino?
I guess forget the covertness. Like... Yeah, a huge pachyderm would be pretty scary because they're strong as shit.
That thing is trying to kill me. I can't outrun it. I'm way weaker than it.
How fast are elephants?
Fast enough.
I think they're
pretty fast, right? Like herds of elephants will run. Oh, yeah, that was a thing. Damn, that's fucking scary. Elephants riding them into battle.
Alexander the Great fought some.
Hannibal.
By the way, real quick before we go into the buggies that bug me. I just watched his special this morning.
Doubt it.
He finally has his first hour-long comedy special.
It must have been a pretty funny morning.
I had a funny morning. Yeah, because then I watched ISIS, and that was hilarious.
Oh, no.
Oh, fuck, what were we just talking about?
The Brugger's bagels
elephants
that bug me?
Before we get into Johnny's buggies that bug me, we talk about, like, have you ever ridden a camel?
No.
I have.
I have ridden an elephant.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? Oh, I saw a picture of that, actually.
Yeah, it was really
fun.
Organized and...
Yeah, it doesn't... Well, the camel thing was, too.
Yeah, you
it's
know,
not like you're riding an elephant out into the wild.
Like, it was definitely cool to just feel an elephant moving beneath me and I'm on it, but it wasn't
so huge.
Like,
yeah, yeah. That was a huge moment for you.
Yeah, it was my 21st birthday.
Powerful stuff. But yeah, fucking... I rode a camel once and that was
one
dope.
One or two hump.
I love... two hump. I love camels. I think camels are so funny.
Yeah.
And like always have this expression on their face. It's just like. It's kind of doing that with
like
their lips.
Just, like they're just chewing.
Just fucking partying. But John John.
Yes. What buggy?
Johnny.
Yes, Pepper.
Yeah. So what is. I'm interested to know this terrifying buggies that bug me story. I feel like you may have told me this.
I did.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
for the listener, then.
Truly the buggy.
Oh, sorry, go on. Just trying to do ambiance.
Pretty cool. This is truly the buggy that's bugged me the most. It's very loud.
Is it loud?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
I got the headphones on so I can hear.
Oh, for sure.
Well, that's, yeah, if you guys aren't aware, Johnny is like George Clooney on General Hospital this episode.
Johnny is heady now.
We're using his laptop because I forgot mine, so it's like he's sitting in like the engineer's chair.
Johnny's waiting for that heady high.
Johnny's one big heady note.
That's what I meant.
Damn. Zoom. But yes, please go on.
Okay, so
sorry, go on. Oh. Sorry, go on.
Woo! We're having fun.
Go on.
We're busting chops.
Oh, wait. Your pizza's here.
Yeah. Anthony, what's on it?
Look at it. Spiders.
You have a
spider and skeleton pizza.
You have a grilled cheese pizza where the mozzarella is grilled under your pizza.
Is that just basically take two pizzas?
Yeah, you're doing grilled shitty pizza. Together. It's a grilled cheese pizza.
That would be maybe fun.
Yeah, it'd kind of be like you have a grilled cheese and pre-cum pizza. No, but Sting's pre-cum.
And no one actually knows if
Sting
there's
the wrestler.
good pizza.
That was the best pizza of the show.
We're going to bring it back to the buggies that bug me now. Johnny, go ahead.
Okay. So I just got back from vacation, and I was camping out in Canada and Montana. So I was out in Banff National Park in Alberta, which is
Banff.
Yeah.
Like badass mother.
Many miles away. But it was like our last day there, and we were kind of going through all the places that we could drive to and just pull off to the side of the road and look at the sights. And we were going up to Lake Louise, which is kind of like this alpine lake. And there's like a little town at the bottom, and then like you drive up the mountain, and it's like a few miles to the top. So we drive up to the top, and we get out of the car, and my friend and I are walking towards the lake, and I'm like, oh, crap, I forgot some film. So I run back. I'm like, you go ahead, and I run back to the car, yeah. And she goes ahead. And I immediately feel a bug land on my ear, and then it crawls into my ear and burrows into
You told me about that. It
burrows into my head against my eardrum.
Oh,
wow.
And it's excruciatingly painful, and I start immediately like freaking out and just like kind of like writhing in pain, and people are like what's wrong with this guy, and some couple from like Scandinavia somewhere like offers me tweezers. I'm like, there's a bug in my ear, there's a fucking bug in my ear, like offers me tweezers. And like I try to get, I can't even feel it. I can't get it out, but I can like
hear it buzzing, right?
Yeah.
Ugh.
And they like try to do it themselves. Like they can't see it in my ear. And every time it moves, it's like excruciating pain. And I can just hear it in my head, like moving around.
Yeah. Is it going? Oh.
No, but it's like making bug sounds, and like I can't get it out. And I'm on top of a mountain at this point.
It's making bugs.
So I'm like, okay, well, this is bad. And also, my friend went to the lake without me, so I have to go find her. So I am running. I'm actually running, holding my ear, like, kind of doubled over. And, like, she sees me, and she instantly knows that something's wrong. And we go into the visitor center, and we're like, we have an emergency. A bug flew in my ear. Like, it's really painful. It's like, I don't know what it's doing in my ear right now, but I can't get it out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, there's not much you can. We just have a first aid kit. You can go down the mountain to the town and go to the doctor there. Or we can call 911, but that'll take a couple hours up here. Yeah,
good God.
So I have to drive down the mountain because my friend doesn't drive stick.
Ugh.
I drive down the mountain with a bug in my ear making bug sounds inside of my head. Like, it's
buggy, 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 buggy.
It's like,
hear that in your
ear? Did you try, like, water?
Well, I'll tell you.
Okay, or like a pipette.
Well, you tell me.
Yeah, I had a pipette.
You tell me.
Sucked it out.
What's this, ISIS bug?
He was like, the bug was like, Johnny.
Johnny, join ISIS. You're a little idiot.
Like, you could know what it is to like feel like a bug.
Well.
Yeah, I guess he had one good thing.
I'm driving down the mountain, and it's like the
bugging around the mountain. Sorry, go
ahead. It's like one of those mountain roads where like there's like cliffs that go down like thousands of feet, like,
mm-hmm.
And like it's pretty scary. And like if I like writhe too hard in pain, like I'll careen off a cliff. So I just
What didn't your friend drive?
She didn't drive stick.
Oh,
so she could have fucking learned.
Yeah, I was gonna teach her before we left, but I didn't have a chance. Yeah. But yeah, so we get to the doctor, and the doctor takes me in, and
the hospital.
He's like, He's like, the doctor's, he looks younger than I do. And he's like, oh, a bug in your ear, huh? He's like, oh, well, I guess we could try to get it out with water. I'm like, can you get it out? He's like, yeah, I think I can get it. He like used like the thing, like the little like microscope thing to like look at my ear.
Like and a
he
was pipette like, for bugs. Like,
I think I can see part of it.
So where, like, what doctor is this?
I had to have seen gotten so far in there.
It did. It was against my eardrum.
That's ridiculous.
It hurts so bad.
Horny.
And, like, the entire time I'm afraid I'm going to lose my hearing in that ear.
The spiral part's beyond the eardrum, right?
Huh?
Like the part of your ear that spirals?
The inner ear?
Yeah, it's way in
that's,
there.
Yeah. It's beyond the eardrum, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So I mean, it's like
it can't go. There's no real.
Well, I was afraid it was like either biting me or laying eggs.
Yeah,
there are no real boners you could get or from stinging this situation
because it hurts so bad. I wasn't sure, but anyways, he like just gets like a syringe full of like lukewarm water and just like jets it into my ear, and it's like that's like really painful, but it loosens up the bug, and he like grabs it out, and it's still alive. It was just it was a regular fly.
Wow,
a fucking regular fly that
and it hurt that bad.
Yeah, a fly that I see in the house. Like
wow,
that.
Those can just go in your ear?
Yeah.
Dude, was
why
it a member?
Go in your
it might have been it might have been like a weird mountain fly.
Was it a member of Flysis?
Damn.
Oof. Was it Mayfly?
But it was, I mean, it was.
Why would a fly just go in your
but ear? But that was like, it. Luckily, it was only like a 45-minute ordeal from start to finish. But oh. That was the, like, I've never had a buggy that's bugged me more than that bug.
Yeah. That, well, it was bugging you from the inside out.
Impossibly, yeah, I mean, like, impossibly buggy bug.
Nah, it started takes
to feel like
in.
A bug, and it your was, brain started to melt.
I turned into a bug.
If you didn't get it out soon, you were going to be a bug.
You became a but, bug.
I mean, whoa. Just think about, like, hearing a bug, like, maneuvering itself inside of your head.
Right?
Like,
and louder than...
One day, Johnny woke from troubled dreams to find himself transformed into a monstrous insect.
A scary that was bug.
First line of the metamorphosis.
Yeah. Okay, but yeah.
Johnny.
Yeah, it wasn't. His name wasn't Gregor. It was Johnny.
it was so weird because, like looking back on it, I'm surprised I kept it together so well. But like, I just like kind of went into survival mode, and I was like, I have to fucking drive my car down this mountain, or else this bug is gonna be in my ear forever.
Just think you could have,
and like,
maybe you could have just dunked your head in the lake and it'd have come out.
Lake dunk. Nice.
Nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. That's for sure a lake dunk.
But yeah, that's my buggy.
You could have dunked your head in the lake and then had your friend just like suck on your ear.
She certainly did suck.
Oh! Damn! Hey. Sucked your dick?
No.
Whoa!
Like, I feel like having a fly in your mouth would be so. You can just go. Get it right out.
Yeah. I think what happened was the fly got confused, like, because I immediately tried to get it off my ear.
Yeah.
And it just...
It went to hide?
It went to hide in my ear, and then got stuck in, like, the depths of my ear.
Someone, all you could have just had someone make a seal with their lips around your ear and suck. I would have done that for you, Johnny.
I would have sucked your dick for you in that time of need.
I heard this weird sound that was. I heard this weird sound that was like.
Holy shit! Anthony's pizza is here.
Hey, Anthony!
I can't tell what's on this pizza.
It's a little dog pizza.
Dog hair.
It's in
pizza?
The shape of a bone.
Oh, he meant frog pizza. Dog and frog rhyme.
No, it's a pizza for a little dog.
Frogs don't like bones. Dogs like.
I
bones.
Got the little dog pizza. Yeah. It's got a bone on it.
Oh, it's in the shape of.
It's
a bone.
It's in the shape of a bone.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's just made of dog food.
Anthony has a boner pizza, guys.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
Boner.
Fuck you, man.
I don't understand why you ordered that pizza.
Why do you want
I didn't order it.
Why do you want a boner
pizza? I did.
Why do you want a boner pizza so bad, huh?
I don't want a fucking boner pizza. Shut up.
Loser.
No one can see that little look.
Hey,
shut up, man.
Hey, Anthony. You fucking suck.
What?
Yeah, you suck, dude.
Adam, dude, come on. Wait, that's not Adam.
Is that Seven?
Is that Chet?
Is that Seven? Wait, one
is that
second.
Seven or Chet?
Wait, have we already had Seven on the show?
I don't know. I don't think he could ever come on the show.
Yeah, I don't think he's made it.
Well, whoever I am, you guys tell me.
It's Seven.
It's me, Isis.
Oh, no.
Wait, hold on. Is this Isis? Yeah, I guess Seven will.
Do you guys want to, like, be spies or what?
Is the price right? How much?
The
can
prize?
We, can we be sponsored?
Wait, is it a price or a prize?
Can we just sponsor?
The prize is the spidum. What's the prize?
Like, not you, because
I'm trying
suck.
To get sponsored.
Wait, like, hold on. What did you say?
You can't be a spy because you fucking suck.
Damn. That's what you get for getting a little dog pizza.
I didn't get a dog pizza. That was ordered for me by error. I didn't get a boner pizza. Shut up, dude. Fuck. I don't suck, ISIS.
I'm thinking about going rogue.
You're gonna go rogue?
Yeah, why not? ISIS is like really bad. Just like, don't tell anyone else in ISIS, man. Fuck you. Don't.
Damn.
Damn, dude.
You fucking suck. Just don't tell
fuck
anyone.
Fuck you,
okay?
Bro.
Fuck you. Don't tell anyone.
Yeah. Guys, we're getting more questions. Wait, ISIS, can you just say that we're all spies, including me?
And we'll be cool.
Yeah, like, we will be fine.
All right, anything you guys hear about, like, the U.S. government, like, the military stuff in Iraq, let me know.
Hold on, ISIS, take five. Mm. Hey, guys, does this mean we're double agents?
I'm not doubly Asian.
Hey, Evan, I don't want to double my age.
Yeah, sure.
Anthony, it's okay that you wanted a boner pizza.
I didn't want a fucking
it's
boner
fine,
pizza.
Don't worry about it.
Anthony, can you take five real quick?
Yeah, wait,
Johnny,
why? He didn't
I can't believe Anthony got a
dude,
boner pizza.
Dude, it's so fucking
that's
funny,
little,
I know.
That's a little dog
I mean,
pizza.
I hear you.
Could you guys take five? Anthony, I don't know why they're being so hard on you. You got a pre-cum pizza.
Can I take five? I need a bio break real quick.
You know what?
You have to buy a what?
I have an announcement to make. I didn't order the pizza. Anthony ordered it. He likes pre-cum.
Shut up!
Idiot.
What is this?
I think we should make the habit of releasing classified military secrets on our podcast. We always forget. We need to just make it a habit.
My favorite classified secret is definitely
Tom Clancy.
Definitely Tom Clancy and how he created chemtrails in his basement.
How messed up is that?
I think that ISIS doesn't realize that the U.S. has infinite ammo.
See, how like do we do it?
Don't tell anyone, guys.
Don't tell anyone, but
ammo is just built into M16, 17.
Yes,
we got to be on to 17.
A lot of they have Bond Invisible, Invincible,
Big Head,
DK mode, Paintball mode.
Oh, I love Paintball mode.
Yeah, guys, half of our soldiers in Iraq are in Paintball mode.
How do we get
mode? You won't be hurt.
I love how it's
you'll
like
just be marked.
All of them have like regular names, but then there's just Bond Invisible.
Bond Invisible. They all have double RCP 90s.
Dude.
That's shitty.
It's so weird.
What's up, DK mode?
My guns are real.
They have infinite ammo, not only that, but they're also dual wielding a rocket launcher and an RCP 90.
Dude, that's sick.
What did I miss?
Guys, I'm the only one who knows that GoldenEye is real.
Dude.
Well, ISIS has it.
ISIS has GoldenEye.
They have the GoldenEye?
Yeah, well, it was a weapon, right?
Was it?
Yeah, it was a satellite laser.
Yo, guys, we have a few more questions, though.
Okay.
We
should think about getting
ISIS
our own
leave?
Satellite. I don't know. He's
ISIS
like,
took five.
Yeah, he took,
he might
five.
Be back, maybe not.
He said he had
kind
shit
of
to do.
He was kind of upset that he didn't have a pizza and we all did.
Okay. Well, a few of these are pretty lengthy, so.
Oh.
Andrew has a question for us. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. What's your
what is Cubby Girl? He asked because I think he heard us talk about it on the podcast.
Science.
Science.
Anthony, you answer this one.
Cubby Girl is the perfect girl for you. She knows what's up. She knows about the Chicago Cubs. And it's a song.
Not scientific enough.
If you look at the charts,
the data,
you'll know that I wrote a song with the. We all wrote a song. Johnny, Evan, myself, and our friend Mike Cardone hypothesized the song and developed it in our song laboratory. It's called Cubby Girl. It's about the love of your life, the American love of your life. Just remember, that star-spangled beauty's all yours. The Chicago Cubs colors, red, white, and blue. And they know exactly how to please you, an American boy, a perfect person. Just remember that there's nothing wrong ever, and that we may or may not support ISIS. Okay, all right. That's what Cubby Girl is.
Pretty cool.
All All right, thanks for your question.
Kinda.
This is from Sumara. Hello, Sumara.
Hello, Sumara.
Sumi.
Sumers.
This is kind of a heavy question. Is there a piece of advice that you wish you could give to someone but can't, i.e. you don't know them well enough or it would upset them?
Like Justin Bieber, fucking chill out, man.
Yeah, you don't know him.
I don't agree with that at all.
You don't think he should chill out?
I think he, if anything, he needs to turn up.
He needs to ramp up the repulsion a little bit more.
Yeah, I guess
you love it?
Yeah,
you love the deposition.
For my sake, I want him to be the craziest person ever.
So is that your advice to him? Or do you have another answer?
Yeah, live for me.
That's good advice.
All right, I'll leave that at that, because he probably wouldn't give a real answer.
Like you're a showman. Right, you're an entertainer. Well,
he's a shaman. You mean shaman?
Shaman.
Justin Bieber is a shaman of our time.
He's a shaman and a shaman.
Public shaman.
Shamed.
Dude, he's publicly shaming people. He's a public shaman.
Damn.
But
for Shay,
specific person that no one else, like that no listener knows.
It can be either a person you don't know well or know at all.
This is tough because it's a yes or no question.
That's why I had to go celeb.
Yeah,
my answer is yes.
You should. All right, you know what she
no,
means.
No, I know.
You don't have to say the person.
I mean, I already said my advice to Justin Bieber would be to turn up.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Let's make it less heavy and let's make it like people that we don't know.
Like
for
Christina
sure.
Ricci, maybe you and your sister should start a business.
Get out there, take a chance.
All right. So are those you guys are both is your answer for really for Christina Ricci and yours is for Justin Bieber?
I want to tell Zach Galifianakis to get out there and take a chance.
Damn. Chatty, what about you?
I'm thinking about it.
Ryan Seacrest, any press is good press. Don't be afraid to have one or two scandals.
Andy Serkis, that Gollum thing you do is really funny, so keep doing it.
Wait, what's that guy's name?
Andy Serkis?
Who is he? The voice of Gollum?
He's the motions of Gollum
also.
He's
more than the voice. We need to start appreciating what performance capture is. He's also the apes, the main. He's also Caesar in Planet of the Apes.
Oh, is it true?
Is that right?
Are you gonna discount his performance?
No.
That's Andy there. Ooh. So much Andy.
My advice is to Davi Vanity.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking grow up and stop.
Yeah, that's real.
Damn.
Like, truly, like. Well, one, stop banging teenagers, which I guess is a part of grow up.
Yeah, okay.
And stop.
And stop.
Wait, Dobby from Dobby. Harry Potter is banging teenagers?
Dobby Vanity? Hold on. New rules.
Okay, I have no Dobby idea who Vanity. You guys are talking about.
Guys, where are you going? Oh, fuck.
Dude, let's all leave.
Dobby Vanity. Well, Dobby Vanity, Adam, is the singer for a band called Blood on the Dance Floor.
Oh, okay.
You know about them.
You guys have shown me them.
Yeah, they're worth knowing. Dobby Vanity is a Photoshop worth doing. Listeners, Photoshop. If you really listen to this show, because I know people do, and if you have Photoshop and you make Dobby Vanity... I really, and you like somehow send it to one of us, I for real will like mail you a present. That's real. Like if you do that, that's, or we'll collaborate on like a card for you.
Don't send it to me.
Yeah, don't. You know?
That was Adam speaking.
If anyone listening to this really wants to make, for the record, Davi Vanity, singer of Blood on the Dance Floor, Dobby, the house elf from Harry Potter.
R.I.P.
Rest in peace. Fuck. Dobby Vanity. Yeah, that's good advice, actually, though.
What about Dobby Takac, the bass player from Goo Goo Doll?
To rhyme with Robbie. That's even deep. Okay, well, here's this.
That's too deep.
That is not. Goo Goo Dolls is not deeper.
Yeah, but Robbie Takac, the bass player from Goo Goo Dolls.
Anyone? Yeah, but if you say like,
what's your advice to Dobby?
If you say he's in Goo Goo Dolls, people be like, oh, if you say he's in Blood on the Dance Floor,
what's his name?
Like,
Dobby Takac.
Dobby Takac. My advice to Dobby Takac would be to write more songs.
Yeah, you love his songs on the record.
But write less like January. Friend,
yeah, write like not fake punk songs, I guess.
No, write more fake punk songs.
You liked his like punk,
yeah. Definitely.
I guess I just don't. Okay, well, that's good advice for Dobby Vanity.
And Dobby Tickack.
What about Secret Dobby?
From Hot Dogs?
Yeah. You ever see that sign? It's like a quote from Secret Robbie.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Oh my! I have two pieces of advice. One is for Secret Robbie to stop being so secret.
Wear your heart on your sleeve
and stop being so Seacrest.
Damn!
Damn! Secret Seacrest.
Are no fun.
I forgot about Secret Seacrest.
I got advice for Evan that I could never really give him to his face.
Yeah, so but if it's you want to take five of.
Like, don't stop believing. Kind of. Maybe I should send him that song. What do you think?
Damn, that's pretty good.
You don't have to.
If you could tell him, shit, I might count.
What?
What?
You didn't hear it. You didn't hear nothing.
And my advice, I think, is for real for Miley Cyrus, I think, to realize that people liked you before you did this faux edgy thing. I want you to know that you don't really have to do it. Like, you probably could have chosen other ways, or your producers, she could have chosen other ways to make you different. So just be yourself, but still write bangers. Like Rec Z.
Bangers.
Yeah.
Give me another Party in the USA.
I think Party in the USA is a way better banger than, like, We Can't Stop.
Yeah,
definitely. We Can't Stop is still a banger.
Like that song?
Yeah, Party in the USA is a lot better, but I do like that song.
I don't like We Can't Stop. I love Wrecking Ball, obviously.
Yeah, me too.
I don't...
rest of the album Bangers sucks, by the way.
I haven't heard it.
I don't presume to know that Miley Cyrus is not truly feeling this way or not into what she's doing. So I just want to reiterate, like... Just consider going into business with your sister, Christina Ricci.
I got.
Start thinking about ideas.
I have a piece of advice for whoever put together the Nick Cage collection on DVD. Maybe
get a real job.
Maybe pick the movies that we want to see. Not World Trade Center. And what was the other one? Snake Eyes.
Snake Eyes, which was not bad.
And Face
but not
Off.
Good
Face
enough.
Off is good. Keep Face Off. Maybe put Adaptation.
Yeah, great movie.
What was the first one you said?
World Trade Center.
So it's sort of like the Nick Cage. Suspense.
It's not even like it's not the good movies he's in. It's not like the funny movies you can joke about.
Right.
It's like the movies that just like got swept under the carpet that nobody has seen.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I saw Face Off.
No, Face Off is great. That's the only
but
one
like
that should be on.
One out of three for a collection's pretty.
It's
shitty.
Also called the Nicolas Cage collection.
The Nicolas Cage, not a Nicolas Cage.
The definitive.
The reason it's those is because those are the ones that could get like cheapest or free.
Speaking of Nicolas Cage, when I was at Riot Fest,
You need to get rights to distribute movies.
Yo, that's true.
When I was at Riot Fest, at the drink counter, there was like a little tip box, and it was like, if you tip us, then Nicolas Cage will retire from acting. And I'm just like, I don't want that to happen at all.
That's not really annoying.
Yeah,
Nicolas Cage.
Pretty stupid.
I've probably said this on the podcast before, but listeners, if you think Nicolas Cage is a bad actor,
why?
You are an idiot.
Why do you? Nicolas Cage is a great actor because we want to see him act.
Yeah.
I want to see, and he's capable of like your objective.
Well, he's a very capable actor.
Yeah, he's handled drama well. Leaving Las Vegas, amazing movie. Adaptation, amazing.
And yeah.
And different movie, very different movie.
He's also a very distinctive actor because that's exactly why everybody knows who he is.
He's a character actor in like the best way. And that's why John Malkovich is recognized.
And I know every single one of you in this room love National Treasure. And
I love that
National Treasure 2 BTS. BOS.
NT2 BOS.
NT2 BOS.
Yeah, I think he's great. I wish people's point of views on Nicolas Cage were less dumb.
I just feel whenever there's something, I do think there are some people that make choices like that not from a genuine place.
It's just shitty.
But I feel like a lot of, like Paul McCartney, people think Paul McCartney's solo music is shitty. And I defy them like to really, I don't defy them to do anything, but I wonder if they really think that Paul McCartney didn't know what he was doing when he made those albums.
To the other things he wrote.
Like, how could Nicolas Cage not know what he's doing? He probably thinks about acting most of the time.
Right.
Yeah.
Although I will say Paul McCartney was way more capable of getting swept up by certain new things of the times, like in the 80s and stuff. Like, yeah. Because, like, and to a fault. And that provided some things, like simply having a wonderful Christmas time. I don't think that
love
he
that
really...
Shit. Love that.
Yeah, anyway. But I do agree with you. We should move... Wait, what time
two,
are we at,
McCartney 2 is I love it very too. Good.
What time are we at, by the way?
20 minutes.
Damn.
It's doing it in measures of 4-4 at 120. Oh, and it's almost at 2,000.
Math time.
Do you want me to click the thing that makes it go to time?
Johnny, do the math.
Boop, and doop, click doop, it doop, on doop, the doop, left. Doop, 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 doop. An hour and 4 minutes. All right, let's keep going.
Hour and 5 minutes.
Let's finish up these questions and then probably close it out.
Yeah, with a big screamo scene.
Anyway, that was a good question from Sumara. Thank you for
your
question.
Thanks for your question.
Always
Sumara.
A good question from Sumara.
This is from Charlie.
Jugsy.
Hello, Charlie. Are you guys bummed that iPods are getting 86'd?
So bummed.
I am truly bummed.
Are they really?
Me and
they're
Charlie,
done.
Me and Charlie were talking about
the
this
classic iPod
this summer. The classic iPod, which was only 160 gigabytes, was the MP3 player with the biggest storage available anywhere.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is nothing anymore.
Yeah.
Someone should just come out with like a 500 gigabyte MP3 player and leave it at that, and that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I loved iPods. I still love iPods.
It's just weird that there is no market for it anymore. Now, like, if you want that, it would just be easier to, like, kind of make your own with, like, a Raspberry Pi and your own.
Yeah, right? It's very strange.
And your own hard drive.
Wait, a Raspberry Pi?
Yeah, it's like a little tiny computer that you can like do custom stuff on.
That's so
it's
weird.
Also a Pi.
It's also a Pi
it's
you
like,
can
what
eat.
The fuck
but
is that?
Yeah, it is crazy. I mean, that kind of defined
that's
my
like
childhood.
One of the single most important inventions in like music and music collecting.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
Certainly music collecting, obviously, but I wouldn't dare to say like in music.
Right. I mean,
and it changed the way that we view listening to music and share music with people.
But the reason they're doing it is because you can get an iPhone with 128 gigabytes of storage.
Is that true?
Yeah, which is bigger than most iPods were. But you would just think one company would be like, let's
just make
like,
a big-ass like, MP3 player.
I'm sure there's a company
player.
That's done that.
Yeah.
We haven't found it. Like, Pono Player, me and Charlie searched pretty hard over the summer. Pono Player is a thing where Neil Young was like, it's high-quality files. You can put really high-quality
like,
files.
Yeah.
And it's like 128 gigabytes of storage.
Right.
So like put like
WAV files.
Some
that's gonna
big
be hardly
ones.
Anything.
Yeah. It's not that great.
You just think like Nokia, like maybe not Nokia, but like some stupid company would be like, sure.
Some fucking stupid company.
500 gigabytes MP3 player, why not?
I'm sure there's somewhat of a niche for it.
Yeah.
A niche.
Yeah,
well,
how
if anyone
do you guys
out there
feel
can
about
find
them getting
one.
86'd?
I mean, that's it makes sense.
That's bizarre. They're only around for 11, 12 years.
Yeah, yeah.
The 2014, they probably started in 2000, so probably 14 years.
Actually, 2014 started in 2014. Fucking idiot, it didn't start in 2000.
Prove it. Do the math real quick.
Start in 2000.
Not science, math.
Maybe science.
Time is like physics. That's all I have to say about that. All
right. Yeah, it is a bummer, and I love iPods. I like the fact that there's like no other function on them except to be huge storages for music.
You can play like block,
small games.
Block thing.
Videos.
Block Smash.
Solitaire. Like little games and like music quizzes, which are fun,
and full movies.
Yeah, if you want, like
podcasts.
Yeah, I really. All right,
genius playlists.
But yeah, I think the answer we have to your question, Charlie, is yes, we are bummed, and it is kind of bizarre because they weren't really around for a terribly long.
By the way,
what
I think I might have said this in an episode description, but I'm gonna say it now on the episode. If you guys want to go into the data files of an episode of Hawaiian Feeling, change the category to music and then try and make a genius playlist out of it, maybe that's something that you should try and let us know what your results are.
Imagine how strange that would be.
We endorse that.
Just let us know what happens.
Yeah, we release endorphins into you. Cool.
You'd probably just get a big rush.
That's our answer. Thanks, Charlie, for your question.
Thanks, Charlie.
This is our last question. It is from Logan. Hello, Logan.
Logers. Did you discuss the same question?
What?
I'm just curious if he asked the same question as Charlie did.
No, that'd be amazing. This is his entire thing, because this includes some shouts out.
Okay.
Real talk. Do any of you have annoying and or specific numbers and or rules that you use when you're when adjusting things like volume or microwave times? Also, shouts out to Evan and Johnny for biking into my hometown a while back. Did that happen?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did it at the same time and, like, didn't go together. We just both randomly selected a place in his hometown.
Evanston?
No, Wilmette.
Oh, Wilmette.
Roughly Evanston, yeah.
That's bananas, and they must be very strong.
Oh, we are.
They are. Also, shouts out to Evan and Johnny and Claire for being cool peeps I ran into at Riot Fest and in general, as are Adam, though we've never met, and yourself, which is me.
Logan, sorry we didn't stop and talk to you, but everybody was moving.
Yeah, it's probably cuckoo crazy.
But you're a cool dude, too.
But yeah, do we have any specific annoying like numbers or rules when it comes to things like volume or microwave times?
I do.
I'm just consistent with them. I don't think I'm not like militant about them, but by myself.
I think like everybody else, I just do even numbers.
Yeah, same.
I don't care about that at all.
Even or odd. Yeah.
No, the only thing I can think of that I'm a little bit like weird about, I guess, is the air conditioning in my car. Like, it has to be all the way heat or all the way cool.
Really?
I don't know why.
No in between.
But I've been getting better about it recently, but for a long time, like, I'm just like, if it's at all cold out, it's all the way heat, and then if it's too hot, I'll turn it off and then turn it back on when it gets...
Yeah, I am.
I do that.
And I mean, it makes sense for air conditioning because basically, like, the air conditioner is just cooling down all the air at the same rate, and if you change the temperature on it, like, it's just making it do more work.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's like blowing in hotter air to have that be cooled down instead of just like the regular ambient temperature air.
I know a ton about car maintenance. For sure.
At least that's how it works in my car.
I know 2 tons about the weight of cars.
And also, I guess cars nowadays just have like the digital thing, but mine has like the dial. And it's always either all the way cold or all the way hot.
You're thinking the Digimon thing.
My car is a Digimon expansion pack.
Damn.
Yeah, I have a weird thing. I always try and put in 2 of my Digimon DVDs into my DVD player.
Because I want to watch both. I can't decide.
Damn.
Yeah, and that always works.
Yeah, it works every time. I've tried it with so many other DVDs, but with these 2 Digimon DVDs, it always
DVDs
works.
DVDs are so cool.
I love a good DVD. I definitely... I mean, what? Like, with microwaves... 30 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minute, 3 minute. I tend to not go over almost ever unless the directions on the thing I'm heating.
Yeah, what? Are like our directions? I usually just follow the directions.
Well, I'm not often reheating things in a microwave. I'm usually reheating in a microwave.
Oh, okay.
Because there's usually a lot of leftovers in my house when I'm there.
You should...
I have to do 1 million jumping jacks per 5 years.
Oh, damn. Wow.
Same.
When it comes to volumes of things... Every dial 7, baby. 7.
Every dial.
What about
7.
You, Adam?
Me?
7.
When I'm in my car, I like 7. The bass to be not at -5, not at +5, but right in the middle, right at 0. I like the treble to be right in the middle, right at 0. I like the balance left or right, right in the middle, 0.
You're weird.
I like
the
that
front
too.
To back, right in the middle. I think if you were to put me in a box that you would say Adam's guy who just likes to go right in the middle, doesn't want to bug anyone. He's just, you know, he's right in the middle. He's average guy.
Where are you, though?
What?
Where are you, though?
Where am I? I'm just walking down the middle of the road all the time.
Would you say you're right in the middle right now?
We're kind of like a circle, I guess. The
if Johnny's the middle.
No, I just mean in life, in whatever you're doing, are you right in the middle?
Yeah, I'm middle class. I voted half for Obama, half for McCain.
In 2000,
I love half votes.
In 2008,
you're in a band called Half Milk.
Yeah,
there
so,
you go.
Yeah. Whenever I lose or gain weight, it's all in my midsection.
But you don't lose or gain weight because you're right in the middle.
Yeah, but I don't. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Whenever I thing where whenever I want to go to a website, I always put in 4 W's because it should be 4 W's.
But then one
World Wide
the
Web.
Wacky World Wide Web.
Wacky World Wide
Anyway, Evan, anything about you?
I mean, I
Nothing
is there,
weird.
Is there anything about you?
I barely relate to that question just because we don't have a microwave here and I never used the TV, but...
You hate using the TV.
I don't hate using the TV. I just...
You keep saying, like...
He's like, I fucking...
Get that thing away from me.
Well, no, I just don't want to have to move it out. That's why.
You're, afraid of the TV.
So I'm scared of TVs.
Yeah, so I guess, Logan, Evan can barely relate to the things you say.
No, I know. If you were paying attention when I said earlier that usually I go for even numbers, then we'd be fine right now.
I mean,
now.
I wasn't.
Oh...
Anthony's an ISIS.
Damn.
He also fucking sucks.
I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, those are all our questions. Thank you for your question, Logan. Thanks for your questions, everybody. Do you guys want to wrap this bad boy up?
Yeah, I think we should wrap it up nice and tight.
Yeah.
Good
Adam,
times.
What you been on, man?
Boom. What have I been on?
Yeah, it's been well, I got to podcast with you fairly recently when we got...
That's true.
Yeah.
Been on a pretty tight GHB regimen.
Is that true?
No.
No.
I don't really know what GHB is.
Growth booty hormone?
I know it's a drug, right? It's like a bad drug.
I think you mean HGB, human growth hormone.
Damn.
Oh, wow.
Isn't it funny how hormone and hormone rhyme?
I think Anthony's got some hormones running right now.
Yeah.
Because he's boring.
Make him moan like a boar.
Oh, no.
Boars just sound like old men.
What have you been doing?
What have I been doing?
What are you doing?
Hanging out, keeping it real. You know me. If you put me in a box, I'm right in the middle of it.
How have you been?
That's what I like.
Good.
What's been up? It's so hard to get this out.
I watched a documentary about Donald Rumsfeld today.
You mean Ronald Dumsfeld?
Damn.
Actually, you know what? I gained a lot of respect for Ronald Dumsfeld from this documentary.
Is that true?
Yeah.
He had to deal with a lot.
He had to deal with ISIS.
How many watts is my TV? What did you say?
He had to deal with a lot.
He did.
Mm-hmm. 9/11 happened.
Deal with a lot.
He seems, you know, in the documentary, he seems like a guy who really, really cared about doing his job well. And seems like he tried really hard.
He's very old.
Yeah, he was very old. He was elected to Congress in 1962. God.
What was the movie called?
It was, I don't remember the order of the two. It was either Known Unknowns or Unknown Knowns. From that one quote he had about like stuff they didn't know about Iraq, which was like one of the one things I knew about him before going into this movie or that I had like read
Netflix
about recently. Yeah. And it's by Errol Morris, who's like a really good documentarian, if you guys know who he is. But it was good. And then it made me think like, I had to read that book he wrote, but I'm probably not going to do that.
But you might.
Yeah, it's true. I might be in ISIS.
Damn.
Same thing.
Anything else with you? What's been up, man?
I've started like wearing long pants.
Yeah, we all have. Well, mostly.
I like that.
I've just been thinking that I was born in the wrong era.
Didn't you write something? Aren't you writing something?
Yeah, I'm working on a screenplay. I'm not going to tell anyone what it's about because it's too perfect.
Is it about ISIS?
It's actually very presciently called everything that ISIS has done so far, and I can't tell anything what else happens because it's probably going to really happen.
ISIS and the anthology.
Huh. And then afterwards, I'm going to make the movie, and it won't be anything special because people think that I just wrote a story about everything that ISIS did. But me and you guys will know that it was a psychic movie.
Damn.
Psychedelic movie.
Some movies come true. That's true. Eventually, okay, I'll give away one thing. Eventually, the leader of ISIS is going to have a bad trip.
Hell yeah.
Evan, what have you been up to, man?
Living. Working.
Anything interesting?
I've been learning Mark's guitar parts for Kitty Hawk because he's only going to be coming on a very brief part of our Europe tour, so I'm going to play guitar while he's not there.
Interesting.
That's been going on.
He's going for like a brief time.
Yeah, only for the UK.
Don't you
shows.
Play drums in that? Who's gonna
normally
play drums?
This guy Mikey, who plays guitar in Dowsing, shut is up. A more comfortable okay. drummer than he is a guitar, and he's filled in on drums for Kitty Hawk before, so
okay.
It kind of made more sense.
Yeah, I was just kind of testing you.
Shout it was out. A good test, and I think I passed. I passed Adam's little test recently.
Damn.
That's what's been going
weird,
on.
Weird, because you're such a quizzy guy.
I like quizzes more than I like tests.
Oh, for sure.
Went to Riot Fest.
How was Riot Fest? I
it was great.
Went by it and saw its felt its presence in a very big way, but
Friday,
don't know anyone that played.
Friday was kind of wet and cold and uncomfortable, and then Friday...
it was like that outside of Riot Fest as well. I'm not sure
right.
if you knew.
I've all over... Saturday and Sunday were gorgeous, though. Saw Slayer.
What was your favorite one that you saw?
Did you see The Cure?
Not that you were most excited about.
Didn't see
about.
The Cure, because we saw Primus and Weezer instead.
You made a mistake.
It's your opinion, man.
Probably should have seen a little bit of The Cure. Whatever.
We wanted to, but Weezer ended late.
Oh, okay.
Really loved Weezer, loved Slayer, loved seeing Mineral, although we went to their headlining show the night before, which was longer and better.
What didn't Weezer play like a whole album?
They did Blue Album,
is
yeah.
Like, is that like an older album?
Their first one, yeah.
First one, okay.
They did like they opened with Back to the Shack, which is one of their new singles, Bang. And then they like worked their way back in singles to the Blue Album,
oh,
and then played
cool.
the whole
that's
thing.
Cool.
It was kind of cool, yeah.
Cool. Did they play the other new song, Cleopatra,
Beverly
which is way better?
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, they did play Beverly Fuck. Hills.
Beverly Hills, like I like a lot of dumb Weezer that people hate. Dumb and heavy quotes. I think a lot of Weezer is great.
Yeah.
But like Beverly Hills, I just can't. I can't do it.
It's so shitty.
I can't do the like talk box yeah, solo.
Both of them. Since I was never a Weezer fan,
too.
I can handle that song.
Right.
Because I didn't have like respect for Weezer that was ruined by it.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I was just very unaware of them.
Yeah. But that sounds amazing. That you did.
What was your favorite? Weezer? All right.
Yeah. I don't know. We saw a Coxbar. That
wow,
was awesome.
Wait, the British,
yeah.
UK. England belongs
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, they
Coxbar
were fucking awesome.
Played?
They had the
they're,
best
they were
time,
fucking
too.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
They had a blast.
Yeah, you should try and
did you know
there.
Coxbar before that?
Barely.
Okay. Yeah. I used to be... I had a time in high school when I played in like Arrogant Future and stuff where I was really
I
like that kind of punk and like the
say,
business.
Yeah.
First thought you were going to say air guitar.
Yeah, really.
really an air guitar.
I stopped playing guitar for a while to play air guitar.
What else has been up, man? Anything else? Interesting?
I think it's pretty much been it.
Yeah.
Yes.
How about you, Jonas?
I went home and saw all my friends at home.
Long road trip. Oh, yeah, you haven't podcasted with us since the road trip.
No, I put 6,000 miles on my car in like 2.5 weeks.
Mr. Kerouac.
In my, my
Kerouac Cadillac.
2003 Saturn.
Saturn.
In your 2050 Cadillac.
Damn. Johnny Kerouac.
I bought a new pair of jeans today.
Is that what happened? Did you cut off?
I already cut them off.
Oh no!
Oh no!
So I'm stoked on my new jeans.
Matt, you didn't turn them to cut off. He just couldn't get out, so he cut them off of himself.
yeah, I did a lot of hiking, saw a lot of big mountains, saw the White House with that guy out front.
Damn!
Yeah,
saw all my coworkers at work.
Yeah, how was going into the office again?
It's all right. I really like the people I work with, so we always have a good time.
That's cool. But did you actually like work a day there, or did you just go in and?
No, I was working when I went in.
Cool.
Played a show.
Yeah, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah. That happened. Yeah.
Played a show at our apartment with Thanksgiving, and that's the first show I played in like maybe 2 years, and it was a lot of fun, and I'm really excited to keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise,
grill and chill.
Back in Chicago.
It's been at DQ.
Yeah.
I need to go biking some more. I think I might be getting sick a little bit. I'm not sure yet.
Sicky.
Evan and Claire both were sick, and
I wasn't sick.
You weren't. You weren't sick.
Yeah. No one else was.
Claire
sick.
Was. I wasn't though.
You weren't sick.
Nope. Only you.
You weren't sick.
Only you.
I got the immune system of a big dog.
I did too, but I think I might be getting sick.
Chill. Ugh. Evan, your hair looks like Robin Thicke right now.
Good. All
right. Sorry, that just came to me. Is that it?
That's it.
Chiller. On my end, I've been...
It doesn't look like Robin Thicke's hair.
Your hair looks like Robin Thicke.
As an entity.
I wish. What's up, Tone Tone?
I've had a real crazy couple weeks. Good day today. Eventful day today. Finally got my money from that butter commercial I did, which is tight. Day. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah, listeners, if you haven't checked out his butter commercial, do it.
Check it out.
Go to the Kerrygold Facebook page.
What are you waiting for?
Some stuff to say about it. It's a contest you might be able to win.
Give us some hits.
Yeah. That money came today, which is good.
Are you can get residuals, or is that too personal?
I don't, because it's internet. Yeah, it's internet based.
Okay, but they're not going to give you like...
It's not getting like...
Hits more? All right.
No.
Yeah, I guess that would be weird.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
We're so indebted.
You really only get residuals when you're doing like a national commercial. Yeah, so like I got that today. We did have the apartment at the show at our apartment, which was great. Had a good time. Saw some great performances.
You guys should have charged a lot more for that show.
For sure. Been spending a lot of time with Molly, which has been really nice. Island of Mr. Toy's album is getting closer and closer to done. Reminder to talk to Mark about mastering an album art, getting that money. That's just for Evan personally. You can edit that out. Don't really care.
If anyone else wants to say that to Mark, though, it would probably be fine.
Mark specifically asked me to talk to you, but that has nothing to do with anything. I just forgot I had to tell you that. There's that. And then today was a very big day for me. Sad and interesting day about something that like I've been kind of telling people in waves, which is I put in my 2 weeks notice at Old Town School today because Second City offered me another cruise job, which is very interesting. And
bootstrap Coney,
yeah,
the high seas,
yeah. Which I put a lot of thought into, and I think I'm ready for it, and I think like. And I'm very glad because I talked to my managers today and they said that when I get back home, check back in and maybe see if I can get my old job back,
awesome.
Which is great because I don't want to be kept at arm's length by that company anymore, meaning Second City. So like, I would like to come back home and immediately have work and just have like a bunch of money saved up from this, which would be great.
Where does the boat go? I was wondering that.
Well, I know it's going through some places in Europe. I haven't gotten the full itinerary yet, but also apparently the Caribbean.
Do you go to Europe or just like fly to Europe and then get on the boat and then go around Europe?
I know it also docks in Miami. I think this boat does cruises around the Caribbean as well as Europe. So I think I'm going to be dealing with both.
Wow. But is it transatlantic?
Yes.
How long is it?
My contract?
Yeah.
3 months.
How long was your last one?
4 months. This is a bit better, and I'm going to be kept a lot busier on this ship. I'm doing 15 shows a week.
Cool.
Yeah, which is multiple shows a day, obviously. Pretty excited about it. Not as nervous about it as I was the first time, because I think I know what's up. It's kind of hard for me to make the decision to do it, but it seems that other things are going to dovetail with this, which is nice, as opposed to everything is inconvenienced by this.
What you mean is everything's going to mushroom cloud with this.
Yes, 100%. But that is probably the most interesting thing that's been happening. Besides that, I've just been working on, I've been writing a ton, working on new record stuff with Island of Mr. Toys, demoing the new album hopefully this week. I'm going to talk to you about that soon. I have the day off tomorrow for the record. After you're done working a lot, we could demo some stuff. Demoing Shuol things. Basically, moving on from all the things I was working on before because all my productions closed out, which I mentioned in the previous podcast, which is nice. So, yeah, it's nice to transition into new territory and to be worrying less about things like putting this record out or doing a million productions at the same time. And one final thing, also doing a few shows for a play called Pennywinkle, which is taking place at the Public House Theater. Getting a little bit of money for that, which is nice. Just playing piano for some stuff and arranging for them, which is great. Nice hookup through my friend Keebler. Shouts out. That's what they call you.
Keebler.
That's literally your name. And that's it. More on the boat stuff probably later, but that's
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Sounds like one big cruel joke.
It's one pretty big cruel joke. Anyway.
On us.
Yeah, for sure. But I think we're good, guys.
We're in
out of here. We're, hey, don't say it.